Wait. Okay, Graham. All right. I want to welcome everybody to the meeting and thank you for joining us. I'd like to call to order the April 22nd, 2020 regular meeting of the Alliance Regional Water Authority Board of Directors. Graham, if you would call roll, please.
Sure will. Mayor Houston?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Here.
Mr. Williams informed me he's going to be a few minutes late due to a call with some Hayes County officials. Councilmember Rocky Moore? I've not heard from him yet. Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Mr. Earp? Right, I have not heard from James either. Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Betts?
Here.
Councilmember Scheel?
Here.
Great. Mr. Clack?
Here.
Mr. Allen? All right, I have not heard from Pat. Let's go back and catch Mr. Earp. James, are you there?
I was just talking to him. I was expecting him to join. This is Mike. I just texted him.
Mike, I saw him. It looked like he's trying to get in the electrical person, so we'll push him in. And we do have one spot still there. Continues to mark, but we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Graham. Item C, public comment period. Graham, do we have anybody registered?
No, do not have any.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, item D, consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda, Mike Taylor.
Tom Taggart, second.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Tom. All right. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye, and I guess we'll have a roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Chris, you want me to go ahead and do a roll call vote, or do you just want to do it by acclamation?
You know, my thought is, since we're doing it by phone, you want us to do a roll call vote?
That'd be fine. We can get through that. Mayor Houston?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Make sure Mr. Williams, have you joined on? Or Councilmember Rocky Moore? Okay, Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp, have you joined?
He has. He's texting me that he is on the call, but that we can't hear him when he's talking. James? He says he can hear us.
Okay. Well, we'll continue on then. Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye.
Mr. Clark?
Aye.
And did Mr. Allen join us? Okay. The motion
James has just indicated that he is typing into the chat feature of this meeting. Input.
Okay, I see that now.
Okay, so I guess we'll let the record reflect that Mr. Earp said aye.
All right, I got him there. Like all things with computers, I'm asking to log out and log back in and see if that fixes it.
There you go. Okay. Thank you, Graham. Item passes. Moving on to item E, public hearings and presentations. We have none. Moving on to item F, items for discussion, not requiring action. As we did at the last meeting, we wanted to see if there were any questions regarding any of these four items. And if so, we can absolutely discuss them. If not, we would let the board just review the documents that were in this packet. Is that acceptable?
Works for me.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, if anyone has any questions, please speak up. If not, we'll continue on in a moment. All right. Thank you. Moving on to item G, Executive Director and Legal Counsel reports.
Just a couple of things for me on this item. Reminder next month that we'll see our either reappointed or newly appointed members, and then we'll also hold officer elections. So at this point, it looks like that'll be another virtual meeting, but hopefully we'll be able to get back in person soon. So plan on that for the May board meeting. And then I just want to make you all aware that I'm sure several of you are going through the cybersecurity awareness training that is now required as a result of new state law that was passed. We've gone through that, myself, Jason, and then Jim Tolles. We're the only three that have access to our electronic systems, and so we're the only three members within Alliance that are required to go through that training. We completed that last week, and we are now good until sometime in 2021 when we'll have to renew that. Are there any questions?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Hey. All right, that's my question.
Glad to have a good answer for you.
There's no legal counsel report, but I'm available for questions.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Mike. That being said, we'll move on to item H, items for action or discussion or direction. Item H1, consider adoption of resolution 2020042201, approving work authorization number 5 with BGE Incorporated for final design and procurement services for the authority's phase 1B segment C project as recommended by the technical committee.
Hey, Graham. This is Ryan. Do you want me to give the overview on this?
Yeah, we'll look it up. It'd probably be wise.
Sure.
Go ahead.
So, segment C, of course, we've approved A, B, D, and E up to this point for final design and procurement phase services. So, segment C is the last one here of the group of transmission pipelines. So this is final design services as well as the procurement or bid phase. So this is all of their final design effort, including all the field work, geotechnical, survey, SUE, etc. We'll come back at a later time for a work order for construction phase services. Similar to the other pipelines and as included in some of the information in the packet for the phase 1B update, you know, supplemental services also include a lot of those same standard items that you've seen for the prior pipelines. This is the, you know, the longest and most complex segment. So the fees relative to the other pipeline segments are comparatively higher, and that's to be expected. It does also have an anticipated cost. Construction cost higher than the other four as well. So, but we've gone through the negotiation process similar to prior phases and prior consulting contracts, and we're comfortable with where things stand at this point with the contract. So, be happy to take any questions.
This is Mr. Ramos. I move to approve Resolution 2020-04-22-001.
Second, Mike Taylor.
All right, thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Okay. Graham, if you will do a roll call vote, please.
Sure will. Mayor Houston.
Aye.
Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge.
Aye.
Mr. Ramos.
Aye.
Mr. Earp.
Aye.
Mr. Taggart.
Aye.
Mr. Betts.
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel.
Aye.
And Mr. Clack.
Aye.
All right, I'll go back and ask if Mr. Williams, Councilmember Rockymore,
Tracy,
or Mr. Allen
is now exiting.
Okay, the motion did pass.
All right. Thank you, Graham, and thank you, Ryan. Okay, moving on to item H2, consider adoption of resolution 2020-04-22-002, approving supplemental amendment number 1 to work order number 3 with Walker Partners LLC for surge and transient analysis of the high service pump station at the Phase 1B water treatment plant.
Unknown participant is now joining.
Back in January, we brought to the board the final design and procurement phase contract for the water treatment plant project for Walker Partners. This, at the time that was approved, one of the stipulations was coming out of the board was that if any of the supplementals for this particular contract exceed $50,000 moving forward, that we would need to bring that back to the board for approval. One supplemental item that was identified and was discussed during the presentation at the time was the surge and transient modeling of the pipeline system from the high service pump station, which will be located out at the treatment plant, all the way to the booster pump station. It was put in supplemental at the time because the booster pump station consultant, Trees and Nichols, was pulling together a surge and transient scope as well for the booster pump station. We had Walker Partners put this in supplemental services so that we could make sure that there weren't any gaps or overlaps in the scope between the two consultants. So since that time, we've coordinated back and forth with both. The proposal on the agenda today reflects that coordination, and it basically defaults to the amount that Walker Partners had set aside and provided in the original approved contract. So this is essentially just approving that one particular supplemental item for the amount specified.
This is Mike Taylor. Move to adopt resolution 2020-04-22-002, approving supplemental amendment 1 to work order number 3, Walker Partners LLC, for surge and transient analysis of the high service pump station at the Phase 1B water treatment plant.
Tom Taggart, I'll second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Graham, would you please call roll?
Sure. Mayor Houston?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
All right, I'll check again if Mr. Williams, Councilmember Rocky Moore, or Mr. Allen have joined. I hear none. It did pass 9-0.
Thank you, Graham. Moving on to item H3, consider adoption of resolution 2020-04-22003, awarding a construction contract to Hydro Resources Mid-Continent Incorporated for the Phase 1B well construction project, contingent upon approval of the award by the Texas Water Development Board.
Okay, so this is, as Chris stated, this is with regards to the four Carrizo Aquifer wells that are to be drilled as part of the Phase 1B program. Alliance received three proposals. They're listed there in the agenda packet about halfway down on the page on the screen currently. The engineer's projected cost was about $3.4 million. The proposals received ranged from about 2.6 to about 3.5 million between the three proposers. With this being a competitive seal proposal process, these were reviewed and scored, as you see in the table in the agenda. Price making up the most significant portion of the score, but the other items there, as you see, quality, reputation, key personnel, schedule and work plan, safety record, and hub requirements all factored into the scoring as well. The highest scoring of the three was Hydro Resources Mid-Continent. They also happen to be the lowest proposal cost. And right behind this item in the packet is a letter from the design consultant, R.W. Harden, their recommendation letter for the highest scoring of the three proposers. And so, as was stated already, the agenda item today is asking for approval of the contract contingent upon Texas Water Development Board approval. Anything to add, Graham?
No, I think that's it. I will say we were obviously excited to see that the bids came in well under the cost that was estimated by R.W. Harden Associates. That was good news.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to approve item number H3.
Second. Mike Taylor.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
I've got a question. Graham, how familiar are they with the groundwater district, these drillers? Have they drilled before? You know, are they familiar with the rules? You know, is it going to, do you see any hiccups, anything?
So I'm not sure if Hydro has drilled in the Gonzales district themselves, but R.W. Harden, the hydrogeologist, was very familiar with Hydro and was very comfortable with them as a bidder. Had expected they'd be one of the folks that would bid on the program. Of course, we received the permit for the wells themselves, and our contract requirements require that they be in, they meet all of the groundwater district's rules and guidelines. So that's something we'll certainly keep an eye on with them. But I can't say for sure if they drilled within the Gonzales district. I don't think they've done a well of this size in the Gonzales district. I can safely say that.
Okay. I was just curious if they knew the rules, and, you know, because even though we had some, you know, in Canyon Regional, we had Alta, and apparently they were doing something beyond the rules, and weren't following the rules, and we ended up getting in trouble. Actually, they got in trouble. So as long as you monitor it, that's fine. I just wanted to see if, you know, see if some familiarity with the rules and stuff. But that's fine.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, Graham, would you call a roll vote on this, please?
Sure. Mayor Houston?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And again, I'll check if Mr. Williams, Councilmember Rockymore, or Mr. Allen have been able to join us.
I'm here, Graham. Williams. Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth. We're just discussing the item H3. I don't know if you heard it, if you're willing to make a vote, or if you'd rather wait for the next item.
Yeah, I heard a good part of it. I'll vote aye.
Okay, great. Thank you. The motion passes 10 to 0.
Thank you, Graham. Okay, moving on to item H4, update, discussion, and possible direction to staff regarding the authority's request to the Texas Water Development Board for additional SWIFT funding.
Just want to give everybody an update. We received a letter asking us to submit our financial application to the Texas Water Development Board. Effectively, this invites us to apply for the additional SWIFT funding that we had discussed during the summer and last fall as we're going through our cost-saving options. We submitted the abridged application in February, and now we're approved to move forward to the next steps. The completion of the financial application requires quite a bit of information for us to compile, as well as some information, primarily financial information, for us to accumulate from each of the sponsors. I've made those requests to each city and King Regional, and I believe all those are underway of compiling that information. Our deadline to submit to the Water Development Board is May 11th, so it's a fairly tight turnaround, but I'm comfortable we're going to be able to meet that. As a reminder, this submittal of this application does not commit us to the funding. That will come later in the summertime when we've got to make a final commitment to the additional issuance of funds. So this just allows us to continue down the process. One thing that is a little unusual this time around is we typically get, in addition to the invitation to complete the financial application, they announce what the subsidies are going to be for the low-interest loans. In the past, we've always gotten a 35% subsidy on the 20% loan, on the 20-year loans, and a 20% subsidy on the 30-year loans. The staff, TWDD staff, had recommended those same amounts, but the board, due to the dynamic situation occurring in financial markets, had chosen to wait and not offer those subsidies yet. They've indicated that they're going to make that information available and ratify whatever the subsidies will be as soon as they can. There's been considerable pressure placed on them by those of us that be borrowing money to make that information available to us, because that has a big effect on the overall rate that we would each of the sponsors would need to pay back. So that's just a little bit unusual, and I think it just reflects the dynamic nature of the financial markets right now. I'll have more information next month as to what some of the what's happened over the last 60 days in the financial markets and what that may mean, looking forward to the time we issue the debt. But otherwise, it's the same process we've been through over the past several years, get through this financial application, and then we'll need to get commitments, secure any commitments if we move forward with financing in October from each of the sponsors and close on the funds by about Thanksgiving time in mid to late November. We do have the next agenda item will be a formal resolution in the Water Development Board's form that asks for the financial application and aid to be submitted, and then designated me as the point of contact for all the documentation of the questions from the Texas Water Development Board. Again, those are similar to what we've done in the past as we've gone through this process. Are there any questions regarding the process or schedule and where we're at this point in time? Can everybody check your phones? It sounds like we've got somebody that's not on mute and it's giving quite a bit of feedback. All right, thank you. That's a little bit better.
Thank you, Graham. All right, moving on to item H5, consider adoption of resolution requesting financial assistance from the Texas Water Development Board in Contractors Act of Assurance Resolution for the Authority's Phase 1B projects, authorizing the filing of an application for assistance and making certain findings in connection herewith.
Mike Taylor, move to adopt as presented.
Kenneth Williams, second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Graham, would you do a roll call vote, please?
Sure. Mayor Houston?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Shield?
Aye.
And Mr. Clack?
Aye.
Great. And again, did the Councilmember Rockymore or Mr. Allen, were you able to join? All right. Motion passes 10 to 0.
Thank you, Graham. Okay, moving on to item H6, consider adoption of resolution 2020-04-22004, approving a policy on contributions to outside entities.
Well, you'll probably recall back in December, we were approached by the Delhi
Unknown participant is now exiting
to make a contribution to the volunteer fire department out there in Delhi. Mr. Williams requested that staff develop a policy regarding contributions to outside entities. And so in coordination with Mike Grishon and Lloyd Gosselink, put together what is a really a pretty straightforward policy here. There are three basically legal criteria that any donation from a public entity to an outside group must meet. I've listed those here in the packet. One, the contribution's predominant purpose must be to accomplish a public purpose and not to benefit private parties. Two, whoever makes the donations, a political subdivision, must retain a modicum of control over the funds to ensure that the public purpose is accomplished and to protect the public's investment. And three, then the political subdivision receives a reciprocal benefit in exchange for its contribution. So I put together, again, it's been reviewed by Mike Grishon, the attached policy, which basically is really straightforward. It has just a couple of steps. It says that that only groups can approach us and ask us for money. In other words, we will not go around, staff will not go around looking for areas where we can possibly donate money to different organizations. It's only on if an asked basis. Then if we get requested to donate funds, me or the executive director's designee will review the request with regards to the three state criteria that I mentioned before. If it meets, the request meets all three criteria, we can demonstrate that those items will be met, then it'll be placed on the next board agenda for possible action by the board. If one or more of the criteria are not met, then it will be denied, and information will be sent back to the requestor that it's been denied, and information will be provided to the board stating what the request was and the reason why it was denied.
Hey, Graham, yeah. Since I was the one that asked for this, thanks for getting this done and getting it on the agenda. I appreciate it. And Mike, I think it's done a really good job of, while it's a simple document, I think it covers the issues that I was talking about. It includes the public purpose along with the other reasons. So I think it's a good document. As a matter of fact, I move approval of resolution 2020-04-22-004, approving a policy on contributions to outside entities.
I'll second that.
All right. Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, this is Jane Houston.
Go ahead, Jane. Mayor.
I will vote for this policy so that we have one, and I like to see what's in here. But I'm just going to predict that this is going to start setting a precedent that I think we may think twice about this in the future. I wouldn't recommend doing any. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mayor. Mike, I think you have something.
Yeah, I had one question for Graham. Are you going to create a line item in the budget so that we know where this money came from?
My thought is, just like we did this year, it would be part of our public relations effort is where that would be tagged.
Okay, great.
And Mike Gershon here. I just want to comment that the three factors that are integrated into the resolution and the policy came straight from the Texas Supreme Court. We didn't develop those thinking that they were wise, but only for that reason. So this policy is designed tailored to address the Texas Supreme Court's requirement for these types of disbursements in light of the general constitutional prohibition on these types of contributions where you don't meet these factors. So I just wanted everyone to be aware that that's where those three factors came from.
Thank you. You know, I think I had one comment regarding Mayor Houston's comment. I think she's right. It could be an issue, and perhaps in the future we may end up looking at having a strict budget line item for this. Otherwise, it may be tough to put a stop to it.
Okay. Well, I guess my thinking was we didn't have anything, and there were no guidelines when we did the first project, and I feel like that the board needed some guideline going forward instead of nothing and just approving projects.
I agree. I think we are bound to encounter this eventually, so I think it's smart we have it.
Or we could say no.
That is true.
I agree with you, Jane. I figure this is better than nothing, than having to say no.
Well, it's good to have the policy. It makes sure that everything we do is legal, but it also shows us that what may be legal may not be wise.
That's correct. Mike here.
Well said. Is there any further discussion on this item? Okay. Hearing none, I believe we've had a motion and a second. Graham, would you do a roll call vote, please?
I will. Mayor Houston?
Yes, because if we're going to do it, this is a good policy.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Shield?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
I believe we had Mr. Allen join.
That's correct. Aye.
Great. Thanks, Pat. Was Councilmember Rocky Moore able to join? All right. The vote was 11-0, so the motion passed.
Thank you, Graham. Moving on to item H7, consider adoption of resolution 2020-04-22005, authorizing the issuance of a debit card to Jason Bieber.
I've asked this item to be on the agenda as we move more into operations and have more items come up. It's become increasingly clear the need to have, I believe, a second debit card tied to the authority's checking account. our financial policies allow for other employees to have debit cards, but each one requires board approval. And so that's why this item's on for your consideration. In the financial policies, there are limitations as to what the debit card can be used for. It's for non-capital purchases, non-capitalized purchases, up to $1,000. It requires submission of receipts, and it requires that each cardholder to review the statements every month and to verify the various charges that are there. If for some reason, it's also not to be used for any personal use. If for some reason there's some fraud or problems, then the employee who uses it could be suspended or terminated if it's deemed necessary. So this item is just a request that we issue a debit card for Jason Beamer tied to the authority's Broadway bank account, checking account.
Mr. Ramos, I move to approve.
Second, Mike Taylor.
All right, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
I've got a question. This is Mr. Ramos. Graham, as far as the debit card, I mean, does he have a credit card too? Because, you know, the debit cards, once you see the PIN numbers, and this has happened to me once where I actually get scammed and they take the debit number, and before you know it, you're like $1,200 down the hole because somebody else in New York paid your numbers. It's, what's your thoughts on that? You know, does he have a credit card? Does the credit card be better than the debit card?
We have not done credit cards at all. I have a debit card for the account, and this would be the only other debit card tied to the account. We actually did have, it was a small amount of fraud, $17 or $18 on my card a month ago. And so we called and canceled that card and got a new one back out. So certainly that fraud can happen. And Broadway Bank ended up giving that money back to the account. So it ended up being a zero net out of the account. But we haven't done any of the credit cards. We've only done the debit cards to date. In fact, our financial policies don't authorize the issuance of credit cards. So if we want to go that route or look at that, that's another, we'd have to look into that further and then modify our financial policies to allow for that.
Yeah, I would recommend you look into that because as we start progressing and start getting larger and getting credit cards for, you know, purchases and stuff, I want to give you the flexibility to use whatever you need. And if you think right now you need a debit card, well, that's great. But, you know, my concern also is that fraud because it happened to me and, you know, they were holding my money and it was a mess. It was like I said, $1,500 later and just be cautious of it. But if you need a credit card, I suggest start changing your policies or adding to your policies because I think you will need credit cards and it's a safer route.
Mike Gershon here. Minor edit to paragraph 3 of the recitals where it reads to support he operations. If we could just be clear that we're talking about the operations, just a grammatical edit that I think that the intent is clear, but we just add a he.
I'll get that changed. Thank you, Mike.
Sorry, I didn't catch that before.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mayor.
Hi. Jane Houston speaking. I'm going to be voting against this. Got nothing to do with Jason. I think the idea of having a debit card on our accounts is not a good idea. I would support a credit card and to change the policies. I don't know why we're doing debit cards instead of credit cards. That's my 2 cents worth.
Speaking from my standpoint, I would prefer a credit card as well, although I think they're both subject to fraud. I think years and years ago, the group decided a debit card was the best choice. There sounds like there is interest in going through the effort to switch to a credit card. Do any of the cities have any thought on what they do?
This is Mike Taylor. I think we're headed to credit cards anyway. I know we have fuel cards for our fleet, and it's coming, so we might as well anticipate that we're going to come up with a policy and switching over to credit cards. But for now, I'm going to support this because we don't have anything else for him. right now, and he needs to conduct business.
So,
Mr. Ramos, I agree with Mike Taylor.
This is James Earp. We've moved away from debit cards, and I think we need to move to the credit cards and amend the policy.
This is Tom Taggart. I concur with that. There's more protection under the credit cards.
Okay. So, Graham, would you prefer to continue on with the debit card and then for the meantime and then get the credit cards and then replace this, or would you prefer just to wait on this debit card and assume
that you'll be able to replace them? I think you hit on my preference would be to go ahead and get this if we can get this approved today, and then we'll come back either in May, no later than June, with an amended policy that would allow for the use of credit cards, and then we could close the debit cards and move to the credit cards at that point in time.
Okay,
that'd be my preference.
Okay. Sounds like we've got some direction and some, you know, on both sides here. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Tom Taggart, I would just encourage Graham, if we don't, when we do get a credit card, or even before that, if we could have the agency sign up with one of the credit protection firms that monitors those cards and transactions, they can help give early warning in the event there is any kind of unusual activity, and that's protected in either case with either of those card types.
We'll do. We'll put that as part of what I'll look into.
All right. Any additional discussion on this? All right. Graham, would you do a roll call vote, please?
I will. Mayor Houston?
I heard the conversation and I support it, but I'm still a no.
Okay. Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
I guess they can help Beamer out. Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye, with the caveat that this is brought back no later than our June meeting.
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye, with the caveat that this is brought back no later than our June meeting.
Okay. Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen? Mr.
Aye.
Allen, Pat, did we hear? There we go.
Yeah, I couldn't get my finger to work. Aye.
All right, so the motion passes 10-1. And we'll bring this back. We'll bring the policy back, amending it, and switching over to credit cards, again, no later than the June board meeting.
Thank you, Graham. Moving on to item H8, consider appointment of a temporary committee to review and score submissions to the authority's request for qualifications for public relations services and possibly to recommend the selection of a respondent.
We submitted an RFQ, got four responses back, and now we need to have those reviewed and make a recommendation to the board as to the selection of a new public relations consultant. In the past, the way we've done this is we've had a special committee set up, a temporary committee, according to the terms of our bylaws, to do just this. Review this one item and then make a recommendation, then the committee would dissolve. Historically, we've done it where each sponsor has one member and then staff would have position, but that's there's nothing that locks that in. It's completely up to this group as to how many members want to participate in the review, or if you want to delegate members outside of the directors to participate, that is an option as well. So just looking for direction. Again, they're fairly short responses, so I don't think it's something that would take a terrific amount of time to review. And there may be a possibility, based on those reviews, that we may want to go to some sort of an interview system for making a recommendation to the board then for a contract with the public relations firm. I'm happy to answer any questions or discuss further.
Mr. Best, this is Mr. Ramos. I'd like to volunteer on the committee.
Mr. Chairman, this is Houston. Do we need a motion to approve this, or are we just doing it? I mean, I'll make the motion to approve if we need one.
Well, I think we're needing to figure out who wants to be on the committee as well. Is that correct, Graham?
Well, I was going to volunteer after we did the motion, but if we don't need a motion, I'll just volunteer.
In the past, we've done a motion that was set. Who would participate?
And I'll make that motion. Do we need to see who's volunteering, and do we need to name those people in the motion?
Yes, ma'am, if we could.
Well, okay,
Grandma,
so we need our volunteers first.
I recommend Blake from Buda be on that committee.
Okay, great.
I can volunteer for Kyle.
All right, great. And then if y'all are okay, I would like to participate as well as the staff representative. So that gives a group of five.
Okay, shall I make a motion now?
Please. Yes, please.
Okay, if someone will give me Buda Blake's last name.
Neffendorf.
Okay. I move approval of item H8, that we appoint a temporary committee to review and score submissions to the authority's request for qualifications for public relations services, and to possibly recommend the selection of a respondent, those members being Jane Houston, Tracy Scheel, Mr. Ramos, and Blake from Buda. I'll trust Graham to get all the first and last names properly in the motion for recording in a minute.
I sure will.
This is Mr. Ramos. I'll second that motion.
All right. Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? If not, Graham, if you would call roll, please.
Mayor Houston?
Aye.
Mr. Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge?
Aye.
Mr. Williams?
Aye.
Mr. Ramos?
Aye.
Mr. Earp?
Aye.
Mr. Taggart?
Aye.
Mr. Betts?
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel?
Aye.
Mr. Clack?
Aye.
And Mr. Allen?
Aye.
Great. All right. The item passes 11-0.
Thank you. On to item H9. Consider adoption of resolution 2020-04-22006, approving a groundwater development agreement with Denny and Tammy Winkler.
We were approached about 3 months ago with this couple, Denny and Tammy Winkler. They are adjacent to leases that we already have and to a couple of our future wells that we intend to install at a later phase of the project. They recently acquired this 50-acre tract north of the water treatment plant on Highway 304. They requested that they could enter into a groundwater development agreement, obviously under the same terms and conditions as that we've done with all the other members out there, all of our other leasees. The agreement is of that same form. Due to the COVID-19, we've had a little bit of a situation in trying to get the title opinion that the Caldwell County public records have been closed. So Microsoft and his team are able to do research up to, between 1992 and basically current, except for the last 60 days or so. So there are a little bit of gaps. And so in addition to this agreement and what the resolution allows for is any other documentation that Mr. Gershon needs. And so we've talked about requiring them to have an affidavit or something of that form, which Mike can discuss here in a second, that further states that they maintain those water rights to the property from the time where we can research the property records. Otherwise, it's the standard form lease that we've used in the past, and so it allows us to add a little bit more acreage to our overall pool of property there, and would allow us potentially to permit this 50 additional acre feet per year at some point in the future.
Yeah, so what I would propose is that, like with a warranty deed, though this isn't a deed, we would ask them to warrant their water rights. We should be okay. We've been able to go back to 1992 through our online title search. As Graham mentioned, really all we're missing is anything prior to 92 and within probably the last 60 days. So it's likely that we're okay. I have a letter opinion, title opinion prepared, similar to the types that you've seen from Mark when he was general counsel. And yeah, the only qualification is that we're not able to look back further as Mark used to do because he could physically get to the deed records and as well as confirm the more current. There hasn't been a more current conveyance. So I think that we'll be okay if we add warranty language into the document that we're working on, this the groundwater development agreement. It'll commit them contractually to defending what they're representing to be our rights.
This is Mike Taylor. Thanks. I move to adopt resolution 20204-22006 as presented.
Tom,
second. I think Mayor Houston got in just ahead of you there, Tom.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right. Graham, if you would call roll, please.
I will. Mayor Houston.
Aye.
Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge.
I was going to try to work in a Fonzie joke, but I'll just vote aye anyway.
Mr. Williams.
Aye.
Mr. Ramos.
Aye.
Mr. Earp.
Aye.
Mr. Taggart.
Aye.
Mr. Betts.
Aye.
Councilmember Shield.
Aye.
Mr. Clack.
Aye.
And Mr. Allen.
Aye.
Great. Item passes 11 to 0.
All right, thank you. I was hoping we'd have at least one A instead of an I. All right. Item I. Board member items or future agenda items. Are there any? Hearing none, going to item J.
Chris, the only thing I think we want to make sure we follow back up on is the item from the finance item to bring back the credit card.
Right.
Yep, for future.
Got it, right.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any additional items? Okay. Item J, executive session. I don't believe we have a need for one.
You're correct.
And so with that, we'll move to item K, adjournment.
So move.
Second.
Thank you. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Graham, if you'll call roll, please.
All right, last time through here, Mayor Houston.
Aye.
Mr. Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Lillibridge.
Hey, I mean aye.
Mr. Williams.
One last time, aye.
Mr. Robles.
Aye.
Mr. Herb.
Jay.
Mr. Taggart.
Aye.
He wants more.
Mr. Betts.
Aye.
Councilmember Scheel.
Aye.
Mr. Clack.
Aye.
And Mr. Allen.
Aye.
All right, looks like it passed 10 to 1.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, and Kenneth, that reminds me, is this your last meeting?
Yes, it is, Chris. Chris, I enjoyed working with the board for a lot of years, and more years than I anticipated, and it was good establishing a relationship, and look forward to seeing you in other parts of the region and different things. So I appreciate it and enjoyed it, and I now know the value of water in Central Texas. Thank you.
Thanks.
Wish Kenneth,
you luck.
Thank you. Enjoyed it. Everybody.
Been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah. I'm not dying. I'll see you guys somewhere. And Garrett.
You don't have to be a stranger. You can still come to our meetings if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially while they're virtual.
There you go.
But thank you. Yeah, I've just got so busy and crazy on me. Now I have a couple of more Wednesdays back in my life and working and getting city manager stuff done. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kenneth.
Thank you.